Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth-busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So, let's talk smiles and get started. Live from Dental Pod Fest in Orlando, Florida, it's time for Hot Topics. Hello, hello, everybody. It's Dr. Catrice Austin, the queen of smiles and host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. And today we're going to do an episode of Celebrity Smile News. Now, today we're going to talk about Miley Cyrus, who fans think that she got her teeth done again after her latest red carpet appearance. And man, the reviews are a little mixed. Now, I think Miley Cyrus got veneers many years ago. There's a lot of celebrities that have gotten veneers. And the thing about cosmetic dentistry and veneers is we want them to look natural. And so when you're, this is award season, there's lots of celebrities that are making red carpet appearances. And I always do a red carpet smile analysis. It's one of the fun things that I get to do as a celebrity dentist and host of the podcast, because I get to tell you guys my true opinion of who has a great smile and who could do a little bit better on the red carpet. So every year I like to have my list, and man, some celebrities have taken a hit on the red carpet. I know one year I had to put one of my idols, Morgan Freeman, I had to put him on my worst teeth list, and it was disappointing for me because we all love Morgan Freeman. He is a rock star of an actor. He's a legend. But man, when you show up on the red carpet, you got to bring it, man. You got to bring the white teeth. You got to bring the sexy, attractive smile, the smile that's inviting. You've got to make a good first impression, and that is what having a smile is all about. It's about attracting people, whether you're everyday, hardworking person, you want to attract someone with your smile. It is one of the first things that people will notice about you, that smile. But most certainly, if you are on the red carpet, you've got to bring it. So just like they have the best dressed list when they have award shows, I do the best smile. So Morgan Freeman, after I put him on my worst smile list, guess what? The next year, he went and got his veneers. His teeth were pearly white. I mean, he showed up like the rock star, the legendary actor that he is. He looked the part. So I was wondering, did Morgan Freeman see my list? Did Morgan Freeman see Dr. Catrice Austin's red carpet smile list and make the change? Or did he already have it in the works? Let me just tell you, with Morgan Freeman, it took years off of his appearance. And that's the thing. As we get older, we got to fight the gray hairs. We've got to fight the yellow teeth. And his teeth were a little crooked, too. So one of the easiest things that you could do, guys, if you want to look younger, and everybody out there is trying to look younger, you can make an adjustment to your smile. One of the easiest things you can do is you can get your teeth clean. And first, I want you guys to try whitening your teeth. Now, there's a couple ways that you can whiten your teeth. You could do it at home. You can do it at the dentist's office. You can don't go to, you know, those websites that sell stuff that we don't know is FDA approved. Don't do it. Now, if you want to do it at home, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's definitely more affordable. You can buy a teeth whitening kit for like, what, $50? You can do it at home for like 5 days. The one thing that you can't do is you can't, if you love coffee, tea, those things that can stain your teeth, you cannot have those things when you're doing it at home, because what happens with whitening is we're opening up the pores of your teeth, the whitening gel is going inside, and we're doing an internal whitening. See, the outside of your teeth is naturally white, the inside is naturally yellow, and so we need that hydrogen peroxide to get inside the teeth. And we need it to foam up like peroxide does and get the yellow out. So if you are a coffee lover, tea lover, you smoke, then at-home whitening is not going to be the thing that you want to do. Now, if you want quick results, you can contact your dentist and you can go in during a lunch break and you can get your teeth whitened in an hour, guys. Now, it's going to cost a little bit more, but it's going to get the yellow out. We're going to use a high-powered teeth whitening gel and we are going to get that yellow out in 1 hour. And that is what I recommend if you want an affordable, quick upgrade to your smile. Now, Morgan Freeman got veneers. You know, that's what I love to do. We like to do the veneers, but I'm not talking about those ugly, big, chiclet white veneers. We're talking about veneers like mine. You see my pearly whites, guys? You see these veneers? They look natural. And that's what I am talking about, getting natural veneers. Now, the veneer process, if you're looking to upgrade like Morgan Freeman did, like Miley Cyrus apparently may have done for the red carpet, you can do it very easily. It takes about 2 weeks. From start to finish, especially if you work with someone that has a really good lab that knows how to crank them out a little bit sooner. It's a two-step procedure. Now, you guys can go to my YouTube where I show you my entire process of me getting my veneers. You guys should really check it out. You see me getting numb. You see me getting my teeth drilled. You see the entire process. I take you through the process from A to Z. So if you guys have been wondering what the process is like because you're afraid and you're just a little hesitant to do it, check me out on my YouTube. The procedure takes 2 visits about a week to 2 weeks apart, and you can instantly have permanently white teeth. Now, the procedure is a little bit more pricey. Depending on where you're going, it could cost $1,000 to $2,000 per tooth. Some dentists in New York, some dentists in California might charge $4,000 per tooth. It is a lot of money, but it's worth it. Think of it as an investment. Think of it as the investment that is going to change your life and attract new people. Hey, this thing called veneers and smile makeovers can make you get a new job. You can attract the guy or the woman of your dreams. You can instantly just light up a room with your smile. It is so key to you advancing in life and feeling confident. And that's what we're talking about. Getting on the red carpet for confidence. So, did Miley Cyrus get new dental work done? Fans on Instagram actually think so. There was a video that was posted on page 6 of Miley Cyrus showing her new smile or her original smile on the red carpet. And I don't know, some of the fans are saying that her teeth are too big. And listen, this is what I hate. A lot of the clients that come to me, they want white, and they want their teeth to be noticed. But when I talk about cosmetic dentistry, nobody should notice that you have a new smile. That is the purpose of cosmetic dentistry. It's like getting a boob job or getting a butt job. Nobody should know. You should be fooling the masses. So if the folks out there on Instagram think that her teeth are too big, I hate that for her. I really do. Everyone is asking, did she get her teeth done again? One inquired, what happened to her teeth? Come on, Miley. Come on, Miley Cyrus. If you got a new smile, you know better. You know that there are cosmetic dentists out there that are trained, that have the credentials, that have been doing veneers for years, that can do it right and do it natural. If you guys are out there and you want to know how to find a good cosmetic dentist, you can, hey, You could go to the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. They have a list of qualified dentists that can do your smile. I've been a member since the late 90s, early 2000s. If you want to know what the procedure could look like on your smile, you could go to my Instagram. You can go to my website, VIPsmiles.com. And thanks to my sponsors at Frontier Dental, they will give you a free before and after. Yes, and within 24 to 48 hours, if you want to know what your new smile could look like because you've been dreaming of a new smile, you can get a free before and after by coming to my website, VIPsmiles.com, and I would be happy to show you the possibilities, because sometimes you just need to see it, to believe it, and then you figure out a way to do it. Now, if you have been thinking about money being a barrier, don't worry. We do have payment plan options for you guys. You can smile now and pay for it later with programs like Care Credit. You guys may have heard of Care Credit. You can get a loan for your smile, just like you do a car, like you do anything else in life. You can get a loan and make small monthly payments on your teeth, no problem. There are other financing companies like Cherry Financing. If your credit is not that great, well, they have programs for you too. And hey, I have a resource called Affordable Dentistry in the United States, where I break down my top five resources for free and affordable dental care. And one of my secrets, guys, is that you can actually go to a dental school. Dental schools actually do veneers. They do implants. They do teeth whitening. They do all the things. Now, it may take a little bit longer to get the results, but you will get a darn good job. And here's a little secret. I got my veneers at NYU. I had five doctors, y'all, working on my smile, and look at the results. Isn't my smile great? Don't you just love it? I get compliments every single day, and you can too. So we don't know if Miley Cyrus got her teeth done. Only she and her dentist knows. But what I can say is, when you show up to your next event, your next red carpet, or any networking event, make sure you present the best smile forward, and I can help you and guide you. And that's what we're here to do at the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. So in conclusion, I hope that you guys get the smile of your dreams, because the smile is one of the first things that people will notice about you. It is your business card, your greeting card, and all of that rolled up into one. And we are going to help you smile like a star. Until next time, guys, we'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.